Party liners. That's your personal ring on the Monticello party line.
Yes, everybody knows that by this time.
Well, hello there, Wilhelmina. I didn't realize you were on the line.
Oh, you didn't? Seems to me I remember you asking me to be on hand to say a few words to the folks on the line.
Well, for Pete's sake, that's right, so I did. Will you wait just a moment, Wilhelmina, while I talk to the other party liners, and then we'll be all set to go ahead with that little discussion?
I'm settled comfortably at the window, Ken, with the phone in one hand and a cup of tea in the other. So you just go right ahead and have your say. I happen to know it'll be worth listening to.
Well, thank you very much, Wilhelmina. Party liners, did you ever go to a hospital to visit the sick and ask what the people in the hospital treasured most? Undoubtedly, you found just the answer I did, that the most precious possession in the world is your health. I know you don't need me to tell you that, but do you remember it every day? Do you remember, for instance, when you feel dull and headachy and sluggish and depressed? Do you remember to do what Dr. Caldwell said should be done to get rid of sluggishness and set nature to regular routine again? Yes? Well, then, what kind of help do you give to nature? Do you take some harsh, unknown laxity just because it's cheap? Why take that chance when health is worth more than all the money in the world? There is a way to help nature to get back to regular routine again. A mild, gentle, delicious liquid laxative. It's Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative Senna compound. Here is an ideal laxative for you and your family. Smooth and mellow and pleasant, yet thoroughly effective for everyone from baby to grandpa. Don't take chances on harsh, unknown, cheap products again, party liners. Beginning today, see to it that Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin is in your medicine cabinet. Ask your druggist for the Party Line Medicine, Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin, spelled S-Y-R-U-P, Syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, Pepsin. Syrup Pepsin. And now I'm going to see if my very good friend, Miss Wilhelmina Witherspoon, is still on the line.
Right here, Ken.
Good. You know, I thought maybe you'd be kind enough to explain a few things about Marilyn Owens, Aunt Willie, since you're taking such an active part in helping her.
Whether I'm helping her or not remains to be seen, Ken. But I'll be glad to tell our friends on the line what I know about Marilyn.
Good.
Well, Mrs. Jack Owens, or Marilyn Owens, as we call her, she came down here to Monticello with her little girl, Kitty. They came down here to make their home with Marilyn's brother, Carlton. You see, Marilyn got married when she was very young, still in college. That romance turned out to be a mistake right from the beginning. Well, this morning, practically everybody in town was going to a picnic out at Brown's Woods. I meant to go, but then at the last minute, I just didn't feel like going through a whole day fighting mosquitoes and eating too much potato salad and cake and whatnot, so I stayed home.
Oh, I see.
I was down to the front gate when Carlton Ross drove by. That's Marilyn's brother, you know. Carlton stopped and told me that Marilyn decided at the last minute not to go, because all of a sudden she complained of a terrible headache. Somehow, I just knew something was wrong over at Marilyn's place. I went over there, and I'd no more than just stepped inside the house when I knew someone was there that Marilyn didn't want to tell me about. But she did. She wrote a note on a piece of paper saying that her husband Jack was in the house. I made up a story to fix it so that she'd have to come over to my house for a few minutes. She did, and she told me that her husband had come back out of the clear blue sky when she was alone in the house before she was getting ready to go on the picnic. He made her stay home so that he could tell her that he was running away from the police. He said they were after him for running down a poor old man with his car when he was driving some other woman's car. Now Jack wants Marilyn to get $1,000... so he can get far away. Poor Marilyn didn't know what to do about it. So, well, I told her to get back to her house and to keep Jack Owens in hiding until dark. Then he's supposed to come over here to my house. I told Marilyn to tell him that I'd get the $1,000 for him all right. But I wanted to have a look at him first. And he can't have the money until tomorrow. So he's got to hide over here in my house until tomorrow.
But, Aunt Willie, you mean to tell me that you're going to give that fellow $1,000 so they can run away when the police are looking for him on a charge of manslaughter, killing an old man and driving on without stopping?
Well, now, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I've been trying to guess. But, well, I suppose there's only one thing to do.
Right. Just wait and see what happens. Right now, I suppose Marilyn's over there trying to convince Mr. Jack Owens that he's got to do as I say if he wants that money. Come over here as soon as night's fallen.
She said you could have the money, Jack, but she insists that you've got to come over there to her house.
The silliest darn thing I ever heard of, Marilyn. Why the dickens can't she send it to me tomorrow after the bank's open?
Please, Jack, I've told you. I suggested that. But she absolutely won't send the money to somebody she hasn't met and to some address that she doesn't know anything about. Is it so much to ask of you to go over there and meet her?
Well, I suppose I'm in for it now. Since you were your usual gullible self, my dear, and opened your heart to the first person who would lend you an ear.
It seems to me that Aunt Willie is lending a good deal more than that.
Right you are. And I guess you can't blame the old gal for wanting to see the fellow who is going to walk off with that 1,000 smackers of her money. Okay, then. We'll do it your way. Or her way, whichever it is. What's the street now? And are you going to hide me in a wastebasket somewhere until after dark?
Well, don't you think it's best yourself that no one sees you?
You're darn right. I don't want anybody to see me. But if it's all the same to you, I'd rather be stored away in the cellar than up in the attic on an afternoon like this.
You can stay down here in the living room or wherever you like until we see the first car coming back from the picnic. And then you'll have to go up in the attic, Jack. There isn't any place else in the house that's safe.
Well, the air ought to be cooled off by then. What if I have to suffer a little bit? It isn't everybody who can earn $1,000 as easily as that.
Jack, when you get the money, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to put as many miles between me and the Chicago police as $1,000 will buy. Oh, that is, I'll use some of it for traveling and save a little to get started on wherever I land.
But you must know where you intend to go.
Oh, I've got a few ideas. But you know how I am, Marilyn. I may change my mind at the last minute and go in the opposite direction. But let's forget about me. I seem to have been the center of our discussion since I arrived this morning. Let's talk about you.
Please, Jack. While we have time, I'll tell you how to get to Miss Witherspoon's house tonight.
Oh, yes. You better map out my route for me. And say, if I'm supposed to stay in hiding until dark, can you get Carlton and Kitty out of the way so I can sneak out of the house?
Yes, I think so.
Ah, fine. And I'm supposed to arrive at Miss Witherspoon's house at what mystic hour, did you say?
About 8 o'clock. Not before 7:45, and not after 8 o'clock.
Sounds like a detective story. You know, she must be a funny old gal, this Witherspoon antique. Not before 7:45, and not after 8 o'clock. Well, let's humor the old lady.
Seems to me they ought to be back by now from that picnic. Ought to be enough for anybody.
Hello, Laurie Ellis, operator.
Well, I see you're back on the board. Have a nice time at the picnic, Laurie?
Oh, yes, Wilhelmina, just lovely. We were so sorry you weren't there.
Well, I wasn't. Had a nice day by myself.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
You suppose they're home yet, out to the Tuttles?
Well, I'll be glad to ring and see. Just a moment, Wilhelmina, please. There you are, Wilhelmina.
All right. Thank you, Laurie.
Hello? Mosquito Biting Headquarters Incorporated.
What? That's you, Clem?
I think it is. I'm all staked out and took over by an army of mosquitoes, but I guess I can still call my name my own. Who is this, Wilhelmina?
Yes, it is. I suppose you're all worn out from having a good time swatting mosquitoes and running races out that picnic, huh?
Oh, not so bad. Not so bad.
Not so tired, are you, that you couldn't come down here and give me a hand putting up a shelf for some extra preserves in the cellar, are you?
Well, I should say not. I ought to be rested up overnight so as to be in good shape to give you a hand tomorrow, Wilhelmina. Fact is, I'll be happy to do that.
Tomorrow's too late. It's got to be tonight. I want you down here at 7:30, not a minute later.
Tonight? At 7:30? Well, for Pete and Pitty's... What's the rush, Wilhelmina?
Do you or don't you want to do it, Clem? Just let me know. I'll call up Curly, too. I need a couple of hands to help out.
Well, Wilhelmina, if you're so set on it, being tonight, why, sure, I'll be down. Happy to help you out.
Fine. You'll be here not a minute after 7:30. You got that straight?
Okay. I'll be there. You can count on me, Wilhelmina.
Good. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, for Pete and Pitty's sake.
Who was that, Clem?
That was Wilhelmina Witherspoon, Agatha. How old is Wilhelmina, would you say?
How old is Wilhelmina? Why, Clem, my land, 84 or 5 or 6, I guess. Why in the world?
Well, her years is beginning to tell on her. You know what she called up for?
Oh, I haven't got an idea in the world.
Wants me to come down there, post haste, rush, and right away, to help her knock up an extra shelf for some preserves in the cellar.
Now? Yeah. Did you say she wants you to come down now?
This same evening. Not a minute after 7:30, she says.
Well, my land.
Poor old Wilhelmina. I guess the old girl is slipping at last. She's having Curly come over, too, to lend a hand. Poor old girl.
Mama, old Mama, what do you know about that?
My goodness, what's the matter, Curly? Who were you talking to on the line just now?
Mama, that was Wilhelmina Witherspoon.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
What did Wilhelmina have to say? She want to find out how the picnic was?
No such a thing. She wants me to rush over there not a minute after 7:30... to help her knock up an extra shelf for some preserves in the cellar.
7:30 in the morning, Curly? My goodness.
No, Mama. 7:30 right now, tonight.
Tonight? Oh, Curly.
Yes, sir. Not a minute after 7:30 tonight. Poor old Wilhelmina. And here I thought she'd be like my grandpa was. Remember him, Mama? Clear as a bell till he was pretty near 100 years old. Poor Wilhelmina. Slipping at last.
Now, what do you think about it, Party Liners? Is Wilhelmina showing any signs of slipping, in your opinion? What in the world does she want with Clem and Curly this evening? She's ordered them to come over not a minute after 7:30, and we know that she's told Marilyn that Jack Owens is to arrive between 7:45 and 8 o'clock. What is Wilhelmina up to? Tomorrow, a surprising episode in Marilyn Owens' story. When I was speaking about hospitals and health before Party Liners, I was thinking about the familiar saying, as ye sow, so shall ye reap. Don't take chances with harsh or unknown laxatives just because they're cheap. Your health is worth more than anything else. Insist on Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin, a mild, gentle liquid laxative that will not trick you into any medicine-taking habit. Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin, even though it is a delicious liquid, costs very little and lasts a long time. Now you save 20% on the large family-sized bottle. Ask your druggist for the big family-sized bottle of Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin today. And tomorrow, what do you suppose will happen when Jack Owens talks to 85-year-old Aunt Willie? And why does she want Clem and Curly there? Be sure to listen to the Party Line tomorrow.